Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good Wednesday, good Friday, good Saturday, however, whenever you're listening to this, hello, I hope you're doing wonderful. My name is Kat, and I am here for another episode of Couch Talks, which is the bonus Wednesday episode of You Need Therapy, where I answer questions that you send me directly at Catherine@youneedtherapypodcast.com. I wanted to just say it's Wednesday and some of us are traveling, some of us are with our family, and some of us cannot go where we want to go and where we wish we were. And I just wanted to send some extra love to the people that are struggling this week. However you may be struggling, it doesn't even matter. The point is, some of us are having a hard time and I want to be able to feel that with you, but I can't. So I'm just going to send you some love through the podcast and say that you're not alone in that. I know I have some friends as I'm recording this who have had to change their plans and cancel their plans and quarantine during Thanksgiving completely by themselves. And it's hard. There's not much you can say to make it better. And we just really hope that this at some point finds some resolve. And next year, hopefully we are able to have the holidays that we long for. So all that to say, I feel you guys, this is a hard, tough season. Now, let's get to the questions. So we got two this week. One is straight from a single listener. I'm going to read it and then we're going to go through it. So I started therapy in September after a lot has happened in my life as a result of COVID / the shit show of 2020 that kind of pulled the rug out from under a lot of things that have been going on in my life. I've just now realized that I've suppressed a lot because I've never had a reason to not be okay throughout living at home during high school. I've since been diagnosed with anxiety and depression and have panic attacks here and there, and I start medication for that very soon. I'm in college and have a hard time keeping my parents informed. Parentheses, they don't know basically anything other than what I need to tell them in order to get me a therapist. Close parentheses. I'm technically an adult now, but it has been a hard transition as this has been my first adult thing that I wanted to deal with on my own solely because I don't want them to freak out and I don't want them to make me move home from Nashville and make a bigger deal than this really is. Can you speak a little bit on the topic of that and give some advice? They don't know that I'm about to start antidepressants, much less that I have panic attacks. I feel like I need to tell them, but I just know this isn't a good time because I'm the only person who knows what's best for me. Is this something I should keep private until I get over the hump and feel a bit more stable again? I have a good support system throughout this, but I just feel alone trying to navigate this and would like some input aside from my own therapist. Okay. That was a long one, but I feel like you guys needed all the context. We're going to go through a couple things. One, before, huge disclaimer. This is really hard for me to just like answer, and there's not a way for me to just easily answer this question, but I'm going to offer things to consider. Let's start with the part where you said, I know what's best for me. Totally. That could 100% be true. And I don't know you and your circumstances that much, well, really at all. And I don't know your relationship with your family. Sometimes though, especially when we're struggling with mental health we don't know what's best for us. Now, that isn't to say that your parents know the right answers and that you don't, but sometimes what we think is wrong may be right and vice versa. So it's helpful to be open to people that we trust. So I always use the example of like boys and guys and dating and girls and all that stuff. And if I am hiding something from a friend or somebody that I normally would trust because I don't want their advice, but they are trustworthy people, usually it's because I know that something's up and I just don't want to hear it. So I'm not saying that's what's going on, but whenever I hear people in a defensive state, and again, I don't know if you're saying this defensively, I know what's best for me. It's important to question, well, how do I know that? Is that valid? So I'd want you to do some thinking about that part. I also, again, don't know the relationship with your parents, and so I can't really say specifically really what to do, but I think the larger topic here in question is the feelings, judgment, and stuff that comes up when mental health comes into play. So all of a sudden, because you're struggling with depression, anxiety, panic attacks, you feel like you no longer are going to have some grip or handle on your life if people know about it. There's a stigma that circulates around medication, specifically mental health medication. No one really blinks when someone says they're on an antibiotic or blood pressure medication. But when someone's on an antidepressant, all of a sudden, sometimes people are like, oh my God, you're dying, or you're weak, or you're too fragile, or like, and they almost handle us with kid gloves. I find a lot of power in sharing this stuff because shame feeds off of that silence, and shame feeds off of secrets. And that leads me to the next thing. Secrets keep us sick. This can be explained in about 700 different ways and scenarios, but the more I have secrets in my life from people I trust and I know care for me in the best way, the more I get tangled in a mess. Now, again, I'm not saying your family needs to know all of your stuff because I don't know the dynamics of your family system, but I know that when I am keeping something from people who I trust and who I know have the best intentions for me, that's a marker for something to be going haywire somewhere. So think about that and how keeping this a secret would be helping you versus hurting you. And the next thing is sharing your struggle and your plan to take care of yourself can be super empowering. It sounds like you're assuming the worst here, and hey, maybe that's valid. Again, I don't know the dynamics, but also sharing your struggle and the fact that you feel like you've made a plan that works for you could be super empowering and create some trust between you and your parents. And lastly, it's really okay to need more help than you want. A lot of times we want things to be okay and we want things to be fine and we want to be able to handle it the way we want to handle it. And often there comes a point where we may need to admit that things are worse than we want them to be. And we may need a shift in support or level of support and a shift in our environment. So there's something to be said of there's a lot of fear in you having to leave or do something different or drastic if you tell your family. And are you afraid of that because of an overreaction? Or are you afraid of that because you think that might be the best thing for you? All things to consider, this is a tough spot to be in. And I want to commend you for even considering all the options here. So good luck in your stuff. I'm really glad that you're seeing a therapist and trying medication and reaching out for help. That's awesome. So it sounds like you're on the right track, and I hope that it continues to go positively for you.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the second part isn't really so much a question. It's a kind of a compilation of things that I have heard from you guys. And I just think it's important for today us to take a little moment to talk about what is seasonal depression and how can we move through it. So there is a thing called seasonal affective disorder, and it's here. We are in the midst of it. I want to address it because of that reason. A lot of us are feeling the effects of the season in multiple ways. Some of us have full-blown major depressive disorder with seasonal patterns, which is what seasonal affective disorder is. That's a diagnosable mental health disorder. It's in the DSM-5. Some of us just struggle with the season and have mild mood changes and different feelings that we aren't used to having. This is 100% me. I wouldn't say that I'm in a depression, but I feel a little bit differently, and it's harder for me to get through things that usually are no big deal, like waking up, finding motivation to hang out with my friends, getting through work days, sleeping, all of that stuff. I want to say that both of these things are valid. Both of them need attention. Now, seasonal affective disorder is more than like your typical winter blues. It's clinical depression that hypes up typically in the winter months. Some of the reasons that comes a thing is because there can be a biochemical imbalance in the brain created by shorter daylight hours and less sunlight. And also, as seasons change, people can have a shift in their circadian rhythm, and that jumbles up their schedule and affects how they rest, process, and move throughout their day. I'm not going to go through what categorizes each today. I'm not going to give you like what you need to be diagnosed with each of these things, because if you feel like it's a huge issue, I want you to go out and get real support from an in-person therapist or doctor. But I'm going to go ahead and talk about things that can help with both. Now, the caveat is that if you have major depressive disorder, if you really are struggling with clinical depression, this may be more heavy for you and you may need more support than just some tips and tricks to get through the changing season. That's okay. So please, please, please lean on your health professionals in this time. So what's going on right now? We have less sunlight, shorter days, colder weather, holidays, which bring up a million things, anxiety, sadness, fear, all the things. And we're in a pandemic. So I would go out on a limb here and say, if you're somebody who struggles with this, it's going to be a little heavier this year. So I asked you guys on Instagram last week to give me some ways that you are fighting this and helping you move through it, because I just see a lot of like funny memes that are making fun of it, which is fine. I'm totally okay with sometimes lightening the mood. We can't be serious all the time. I'm somebody who appreciates a sense of humor. And if we're going to have that, we also need to have just as much stuff that's helping us move through it. So I'm going to read and talk about some of the things that you gave us, and then I'll throw in some things that I like to do. So some things that might help you guys with depression in the winter season. One, wake up with the sun. So then you can have some longer days, right? So if the sun is now rising earlier, maybe we wake up earlier and then our day ends earlier. So then it helps mitigate that shortening of the day. And then you're having more access to more true sunlight. Somebody said that they use a salt lamp And to be honest, the research on salt lamps and if they actually help with anxiety and all of the ion science is very iffy at best, in my opinion. However, I love the idea of a different kind of light and energy in your space. And the other thing is the placebo effect is a real thing. So if you need to use that, use that. I'm all for anything that offers some brightness to your day. So salt lamps, they're cool, they're fun. They're a great decoration as well. Then somebody said a lamp timer so you don't walk into a dark room. So putting a lamp on a timer so when you walk into your office or your living room or your kitchen, there's already light and you don't have to go through that process of like, oh gosh, readjusting your eyes. Eating lunch outside. Just in general, being outside as often as you can be. So I know it's cold in some areas and so you can't, but if you have the ability to do that or even just like open the window in your office during any time and specifically rest time that you have, go on more walks, specifically in the morning, get your day started that way. A lot of people said they like to wake up and have coffee and walk their pet or just go on a walk by themselves and listen to their favorite podcast or something and making that like almost a discipline. So I'm going to get up and get moving and do something for me first and foremost in the day that helps bring some endorphins and some dopamine and all of that. Kind of creating a ritual. It's like a little date for yourself in the morning. Gratitude lists. I'm all for this. And I mean, if you haven't gotten a gratitude journal, Amy has one on Shop Espoir, and it is a whole journal dedicated to gratitude. It's also very cute. It's also a very good gift. Hashtag Christmas, Hanukkah, all of the things. So gratitude lists. The truth is the people that count the things that they have good in their life are the people that feel like they have the most good in their life. So I want you guys to count the things that are good in your life. The other thing with gratitude is you got to have about 5 positives for every 1 negative in your life to make it feel even, because we take negatives so much heavier. We need to work on that gratitude list because we'll take every ounce of every negative thing in our life. But a lot of times we're moving through positives without noticing them. So just noticing them will make a difference. Picking up, I like this one. So one person on Instagram said she picked up a part-time job to help her be more social and interact more. So that's awesome. If you have the time to do that, that would be awesome. Big fan of this one. Essential oils, specifically citrusy ones. So I know I have an orange essential oil that I like to put in my office on days where I'm like bleh. And then I also have this like lemon peppermint one that I really like too. So anything that's like sunshiny kind of, or just a candle. If you don't want to do a diffuser, a candle. And then full spectrum light bulbs. Somebody said that she got some of those and those helped. Honestly, the biggest ones that I'm seeing here and that I really want to hold on to are the waking up earlier, creating a routine in the morning, getting as much light as you can, soaking up what you can. And if you can't soak up light, create some. One of my favorite things that you guys sent in was somebody said Christmas trees, Christmas essential oils, baking shows, and hummus. So what I hear in that is just like create things and bring things into your life that you like. So do more of the things you like. It's going to take more effort. And I promise you, it's one of those behavioral activation things. It takes energy to do it. And if you do it, you're going to feel better. And eventually you're going to want to do it because you know it makes you feel better. So there are just some things. That was about 10, 11, 12. I don't know how many I gave you, but I want you guys just to have some ideas and things that might help you guys move through this season that is really hard. So on top of all of this, I just want to say, do the best you can. Because that's all we can really ask of ourselves. We can't do more than our best. There is no such thing as 110%. It does not exist. So if you got to do 90, that might be your best. If you got to do 50%, that might be your best. And all that to say, I'm with you with the stuff going on right now. It's a little bit harder. It's tough. And there are some things that can help mitigate the toughness. So all the love to you guys. I hope you enjoyed both episodes this week. And I hope you have the best holiday you can tomorrow, knowing that it's not going to be probably the one that you would have envisioned for yourself. And it's not the ideal one. But again, we do the best we can with what we have. Yeah. So happy Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving. And I will see you guys on Monday.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.